In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Amen.
This holy day, this feast day, in the life of the Church, on November 21st, is the celebration of the entrance of the Theotokos into the temple. The story from Holy Tradition that the Virgin Mary, as a young child, was dedicated to the temple by her parents, Joachim and Anna, along with other young girls, as was the custom, to be raised in the temple and learn a life of devotion to God. And we spoke last night of the theology of the temple, of the importance of our understanding of temple, as when Christ, our Lord, said, "Destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up," as he stood outside the temple building in Jerusalem. That the essential understanding of temple is a place where the abiding presence of God dwells. That the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord, as we heard in the reading of Ezekiel last night. And also in the other reading, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle at the in the tent of meeting, when the place of worship for the Jews was still a portable and movable structure. The importance of temple theology for us extends from the building of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem to the body of the Virgin Mary, who would give birth to God, whose very body would be a dwelling place and abiding presence of the glory of God, as was the temple building, because we believe that Jesus Christ is God and the eternal Son of God, who was in her womb, that was God in her womb. So she was a temple. And then our Lord himself is that temple, as he called himself, the very presence and life of God in human being. And then we are told by St. Paul that we ourselves are temples of the Lord. We have become temples of the Lord. And that our Christian building, our Christian place of worship, also contains the abiding presence of the Lord in the tabernacle through the reserved sacrament that we believe is the presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, in consecrated bread and wine, and that by partaking of the Lord in the Eucharist, we indeed fulfill our role as temple. We become indeed the presence of grace through the partaking of the holy mysteries of the precious body and blood of Christ. So we see this progression of this sense of the abiding presence of God, as we call it, the fathers of the Church, the God-bearing fathers, that they bore God, they carried God, they were presences of God by God's grace within them as they walked this earth. And then, therefore, that is the calling of all Christians. It is the calling of all Christians to abide in the Lord, and that the Lord would abide in us. As St. Paul again says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Lord, that God lives in us?" And it was ever the intention, as it goes back even to the prophet Jeremiah, who said the day would come when the law of God was no longer written on tablets of stone, but in the hearts of men. And we believe that in the Christian Church, through the coming of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ in the New Covenant, that day has come. The day has come in which no longer would it be a set of external rules and regulations, but a deep abiding presence of God living within us. That we would, as St. Paul continued to say, that we would be in Christ, that we would walk in Christ and live in Christ. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So we are indeed a fulfillment of this temple theology in our own very beings, according to our teaching, according to the revelation of the Christian gospel. That this was ever God's intention to transition from external regulations to the life of grace, lived in the life of the church, lived in Jesus Christ, that God would be with us as he promised. Lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. With us, not in a general way, but indeed within each and every one of us, in our very bodies, in our very souls, in our very beings. Because this is what God willed, this was God's intention, his good intention, to indeed come and be with us, and that he would be our Lord and we would be his people. Let's rejoice and be glad for the Theotokos who manifests this transition today, she being the temple of the Lord, to bring about the new covenant, to bring about the New Testament in her own being, to cooperate with God and allow indeed all of us to become his temple, his living presence in our life, in the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, joyous feast day.